Yo, was that Montez Ford who jumped on that judge in that video?
Nah, I think it was Kofi.
All right, cause I look that jump was that's athletic.
That's a jump.
Championship ringside is back again. Shout out to everybody. Listen, shout out to everybody. Showing love. Well, you know what? No shout out to that dude. Because let's be honest, he's a criminal. So, you know, let's be real. Good jump, but you know.
You saw how they had him chained up like Hannibal Lecter?
No, I didn't see the follow-up video. You gotta send that to me. Blizzard Blaze here. Alongside.
King. I like for everybody to keep the noise down while I conduct my business over here. Man, that's all I got. That's what
wrestling's wrestling, everybody. Let's get straight to it. Let's start off with I have a concern, man. I have a concern. Let's start off with it. So, King. You're wrestling. You got the wrestling knowledge. You got you know what you're doing. You know how to make shit work. If not, go back to all the old videos and listen to them work. Subscribe to the channel while you're doing it and comment and all that other shit. Keem, I'm concerned. Damian Priest, Money in the Bank about to get wasted. It's gonna be a bunch of bullshit. He gonna either lose it or it's gonna be a transitional fill. Can you get Damian Priest over?
Yeah, over to the next show.
Okay.
Yeah, put him on SmackDown.
And who we gonna cash? You gonna cash? You gonna cash on Roman?
Nah. All right. Cashing on Logan Paul.
Damn. Go after the U.S. belt.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like,
I feel like you ultimately telling me there's no chance for him to get over. He can't. Damn.
No, listen. R-Truth.
You money in the bank?
R-Truth.
That mean nothing to you?
They member to him.
Huh?
I said R-Truth is a better Judgment Day member than him.
So sing your money in the bank, and there's no way we're going to be celebrating. No queso moolah. No, nothing. No new braids, no new sew-ins, no new leather pants. The crowd never gonna be fucking with him. What if he changes music?
To what?
What's a song nobody could resist?
Who thought I got Zolina?
Yeah, that might be the one. That might be one of them. Damn, I don't know.
You get Vader old thing.
That might be. Yeah, that's another one. You need to catch your theme song clearly, because that's the route to go.
Man, I don't, dude, Damien. I don't know, bro. I don't know what it is about Damien Priest, bro. They shouldn't have gave him the briefcase to begin with. That was fucking LA Knight's briefcase to win. Well, I think they were gonna give it to Howdy, but you know, circumstances.
All right, so what you see happening then, since you can't get him over?
I can see him trying to cash in and lose.
So you think it's gonna just eventually he gonna officially cash in and it's gonna lose?
Yeah, I think I can see him trying to cash in. Somebody fuck up. Set curve stump. He lose it. He lose it to somebody else.
He lose to CM Punk.
Yeah.
Or he lose to Cody Rhodes.
the Dominic. Dominic.
Hey, that's probably how Cody Rhodes getting the main event at WrestleMania. Just, you know what? I lost the Royal Rumble. Damian Priest, call you out. All right. I was just curious if you had some type of storyline. I guess.
Nope.
I guess not. No. All right. Let's do something better. I got a way more fun topic. So let's say, we know for a fact Roman Reigns went to the Royal Rumble. That fatal four way match of filler. Let's say he beats The Rock at Elimination Chamber. Let's say he beat Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. Let's say he beats CM Punk at SummerSlam. And let's say he beats Gunther at the next WrestleMania. Still follow me? All right. So he pretty much beat the entire roster.
Right.
I was gonna say should he vacate the title, but that's an easy one. Fuck that topic. Give me five realistic AEW people for Roman Reigns. Like when I say realistic, like Orange Cassidy, cool and fun to watch, but you know what I'm saying?
Kenny Omega.
Okay.
Moxley.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about Moxley. Okay.
MJF.
What's the reason I want to say your boy?
I was trying to think. I mean, it's the obvious answer. I was trying to think of another one.
Okay.
I can see Adam Cole beating him. Especially now he got that faction.
Adam Cole. That's an interesting one. I'm going to let you have that one. I don't follow Adam Cole as much. I don't follow AEW as much.
And I guess Daniel Bryan.
We seen that. He lost already.
Oh, yeah, we did see that.
Damn.
Fuck it. How about this Sting? Swerve.
Oh, I was thinking Malakai Black, but Swerve is probably better.
Yeah. I'll go with Swerve. Just because I think Swerve would be a better world champion than Malakai Black.
All right, cool. Yeah, I want your opinion on that one. But came a lot of you, bro. That's the only two I got.
It's a slow news week.
I was going to say something when you said
You know what? I got something. These old heads, they need to let the Ultimate Warrior rest in peace.
What you mean?
They keep fucking mentioning. They keep talking shit about him. And it's like, we know he had a bad attitude. We know he was shit in the ring. All that would come with the Ultimate Warrior. He's been fucking dead 10 years now. Like, let this shit go. Greg Valentine just was talking shit about him. I just read some shit. And I'm like, he's fucking dead. He's been dead 10 years. Like, Hogan throws some shit at him. And I'm like, yeah, brother. I knew after WrestleMania 6 that he wasn't going to be shit. He even liked the black people, brother.
Like, Hogan always talking some type of shit about something in the past, man.
He fucking dead. Let that shit go.
I don't pay no mind no more. Especially when it comes to Hogan talking shit. All right. Well, slow news week. We kind of unprepared, so we'll have a bunch of small talk. But hey, we made it through 10 minutes, so. Let's get straight to the main topic, right?
Right.
All right. So, this is how this all started. I ain't gonna lie to you. This is how I started. So at first I was like, oh, who's the biggest people's champ, you know? And I'm like, well, The Rock is a self-proclaimed people's champ. You remember? Who the real, real people's champ? Like the people, like the, we chose you to be that dude. And I was like, all right, we can make that a list, you know? Because I seen the elevation of LA Knight, and I seen the fact CM Punk is back, and we all know these two dudes aren't the people who we actually, who Vince McMahon said, okay, put them in the spotlight. It's not like your Roman Reigns, Hulk Hogan, your Stone Cold Steve Austin. He ain't make the list because Vince put money behind him, whether y'all think that was organic or not. Like, the only thing that was organic is that the little natural ass switch that happened. But outside of that, Vince wanted Stone Cold to be that guy.
I say the Austin 316 shit.
Yeah, all that was planted. But these are the self-made people, the people who got over on their own. Now, the way I ranked them, most of these dudes started as like, you know, not nobodies, but people who was just gonna probably be mid-card forever till they bumped up. So I think I ranked them by the height they got and how over they got, especially off their own energy. Let me know if you're ready.
I'm ready.
So the two who didn't make my list, before y'all even trip out, The Rock didn't make my list. As much as y'all think he was bred from start. That whole Jericho shit was clearly something, you know. Yeah, that was all pushed behind. But now, naturally, he did get over, but he not part of this list because he wasn't one of those people who was going to be, he was going to get put in the main event scene anyway, whether y'all like it or not. Number two is Taker. The reason I was going to put Taker on the list because he got that gimmick over. So I was like, all right, you know, I can say he did that. But again, Vince McMahon said, y'all going to like him no matter what. Either y'all going to like him or he going to be the big bad guy like Teddy Long was doing. So he ain't made my top 10 list. Ready to get it?
Oh, yeah.
Number 10, this dude turned every day something special. Rusev Day.
Man, Rusev.
I'm not sure who started that shit. If he started it, then he deserved to be on this list because one random day I'm watching Raw and these dudes chanting Rusev Day and then he embraced it and then Adrian Deadly. No, that's a basketball player.
Aiden English.
Oh, fuck, way off. Okay, Aiden English started doing the whole Rusev Day thing and it got completely over.
It was on SmackDown. It started when Rusev Randy Orton and he made it to a big celebration. He brought Aiden English out there and he was singing Rusev Day and it just every day became Rusev Day.
Happy Rusev Day. And yeah.
He got on Rusev Day.
Huh?
He got fired on Rusev Day.
Exactly. And he couldn't even take it over to AEW. It was Miro. Good old cup of mid right there. Ain't Rusev Day. All right. Moving on. Number 9. Only Rusev really didn't capitalize off it. Really, like they still didn't give him no kind of push or nothing after that. That's why he's number 10. So
I got a Rusev Day shirt somewhere up in here.
Yeah. So y'all gonna get the scheme on why he was so low on the list. Number 9, Zack Ryder.
Woo woo woo
woo woo. Woo.
He stole Martin catchphrase.
Huh?
I said he stole Martin catchphrase.
He did, but he got over on the internet and people was really fucking with him. I didn't see what's so popping about him, but look, he caught on. He caught flame. Vince McMahon didn't give a fuck because they didn't reward him with shit. They gave him the belt and he lost the next night or some shit like that. So that's why you're number 9, bro. Like, I can't show love to that. Like, what you want me to do?
Can't forget. Kane beat him up and John Cena stole his holski.
Yeah, wasn't it bros over hoes and Cena played him?
Bros shit like that? Holskis.
Yeah. But why would you even trust John Cena? He looked like the type of guy. You know? That's why he doing all that make a wish stuff, trying to forgive himself. All that backstabbing.
That Z True Hollywood Story shit was funny.
What?
The Z True Hollywood Story. Dude, True Long Island Story or whatever that shit is he was doing.
But that was on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't follow it. No disrespect, everybody. But, you know, just fuck with us. Fuck with us. All right.
Everybody was on Twitter like that.
Number 8. L.A. Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know he didn't win no belts. I know Zack Ryder won the belt, but I was there for Zack Ryder getting over. It wasn't LA Knight. LA Knight probably a little bit more over. And you could see it's translating because he getting put in the main event scene. Zack Ryder even sniffed the main event scene. So this is why LA Knight above Zack Ryder.
You know why LA Knight got the rub, got the push. Howdy. Howdy, man.
At that performance last year at the Rumble got him in the main event a year later. Like,
and that shit came because like he was a heel, and then all of a sudden everybody just cheering for him. We're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and it's like
he capitalized on it.
He got over. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it pushing. Sami Zayn.
Yes.
He's definitely not a handpicked guy. The fact that he worked himself into a WrestleMania main event off of a joke storyline, and people actually wanted him to win the heavyweight belt. Literally, there's no other storyline for Sami if he win the belt. WWE not that good at booking. I don't see them booking him that good, but people still want him to win.
Yep. I thought he had a slim chance because it was in his hometown, but
he was over like crazy. Like, it would have been a moment. It would have been a moment. And then come to find out, it wasn't even in the plans. He actually performed so well and won over the crowd so much that they booked him in the storyline. And he got the main event at Elimination Chamber, right?
Yeah. That dude extended the Bloodline storyline like at least 3-4 months. Probably. Well, I'm going to say a good 6 months.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was one of the that is probably one of the bigger moments of somebody getting over like Rover with their own doing. And he didn't do it in the internet. He just did it just storyline. So Sami 7.
He always had that little that scrappy underdog whatchamacallit character.
Facts. Number 6, Kofi Kingston. The reason he on it is that Kofi Mania shit. Let's keep it funky. That Kofi Mania shit. Like, he went in the Elimination Chamber. Elimination Chamber. I forgot what match it was. He went in some match.
Elimination Chamber.
That was the Elimination Chamber match he went crazy in?
When Mustafa Ali got hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, he went crazy in that match. And I guess people realized how much they loved Kofi, and Kofi Mania was born. And honestly, to this day, when I watch Raw, Kofi's still over like that. The people still love him. Like, I could honestly say he's a people's champion. He can't. Kofi will have a hard time turning heel. That's what I'm saying.
He helped get that New Day shit over.
Exactly.
Because they wasn't fucking with that shit at first. They wasn't fucking with it. And he got that shit over. And, yeah.
Speaking of that, let's take a break real quick. We fairly fresh into it. You been watching Raw at least the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What the fuck up with Kofi? Like without his partners, he just lost in the dressing room or something? Like he looked like he about to play basketball in the night ward. Like Like he got the white soldier rag pants on, the white gang pants on with knee pads. Like so I get no Big E. With no Big E, no Xavier, you just like, I'm lost. No colors in the thing. We done.
He thugging.
It seems like it. I guess that's the route to go. But yeah, I'm like, what the fuck? That, like, I know last week he had it on, but I was like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. You know, maybe he just chilling. And then he came with it again this week. I'm like, did he lose his shit or something? Like, you know, like, is he lost without his partners? We doing that type of storyline?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of storyline, so you watch Raw, you watch Ludwig Kaiser fuck over Kofi, right?
Yeah.
All right. What if this is all a storyline to have Big E and Gunther Street? So hypothetically, Xavier Woods out the injury. They're gonna keep nitpicking at it. Kofi show up, do a little something, Ludwig Kaiser do a little something, Gunther, you know, he show his face every now and then, and then like maybe what? Not WrestleMania, that's too close, but SummerSlam. Big E finally come back, and it's a I don't know, a three-way match, and Big E pinned Gunther for the belt, some shit like that. Would that be a feel-good story? Would you fuck with that to end Gunther Street? Or matter of fact, let's keep it funky. Let's do the tag match and then do a singles match.
Yeah, I don't want Gunther losing on no fluky shit.
Okay, so a singles match against Big E, would you like that to end Gunther Street?
He could come back. I'm back, sucker. And yeah,
but I don't think they think that far into it. And plus, I think these dudes are seriously injured. So,
yeah.
Back to the countdown. Shout out to Kofi. All right, number five, Becky Lynch. Getting punched in the face is probably one of the best things to happen to her, apparently. I'm not sure if that's the thing that got her over, but I guess the cool stance of her with the bloody nose, like, whoa, look how cool she looked.
She turned heel at SummerSlam that year, and that's what got her over. That's what started it. She turned
heel on who?
On Charlotte.
Okay, yeah.
She turned, like, I think it was like a triple threat match. And, you know, by her and Charlotte being cool, she hugged it out at the end. And then she was like, fuck that. Pow! And people lost their fucking mind. Go back and watch it. Like, the minute
Let's not get it twisted. The man gimmick was probably the best thing she could think of, because the Irish last kicker was boring as hell. That was rocking my via shit right there. Yeah. It was like, all right, cool. But, you know, we ain't fucking with it like that, you know?
Coming out with the goggles and the lab.
And now she's coming out, you know, with the racetrack suit on and Adidas.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yo.
Next five.
Yeah, that Nia Jax moment, that really kind of... Yeah, put her on the map.
All right. How you like the list so far?
Oh yeah, I mean it's pretty much. Yeah, everybody I'd have probably came up with.
The order still straight.
Yeah, I mean the order straight. Like for me, I wouldn't be able to really rank them, but I mean,
like I said, I'm going by what them getting, everybody on this list got themselves over, but I'm ranking them on how successful they got by being over. So that's why, you know, Rusev, Zack Ryder, which probably could have switched, but it is what it is. LA Knight, he ain't really do nothing. Sami Zayn got the main event. Kofi got his title, and Becky became pretty much the face of the women's division. Probably the face of wrestling at some point.
She was a double champion, and she held the Raw Women's belt over a year, and only lost it because she got pregnant.
First woman on the cover of a wrestling game. So,
yeah, you
She got herself over, but not as over as the top four. CM Punk. He could have been top three, but hear me out when I get to the top three. CM Punk could have been the definition of this whole lineup of being self-made. Everything he did is the reason where he at. He could have been the face of this list, but I do think there's three people who probably didn't do it better, but they took their self-accomplishment. They took their overness to a new level. Anyway, CM Punk, one of the most over people of all time. I don't think it's a debate about how popular he is. If you don't believe me, then watch wrestling one day and listen to a CM Punk chant. It's going to pop up every damn show. So
just watch Money in the Bank 2011.
Exactly. That's when it's getting crazy. So, as a matter of fact, you need a newer show? Watch Survivor Series. It was going crazy throughout that whole show, too. So
I know it was in Chicago, but that's still a crazy pop.
For a while it happened everywhere, so
yeah. You know,
but it didn't turn into it. I mean, he became a world champion, of course. He became the face of independent wrestling, the voice of the voiceless, but you know, and yeah, he number four. You'd had him top three?
Yeah, definitely.
When you first started, you said top three, huh?
Yeah, definitely. That pipe bomb, man, that shit. That fucking pipe bomb shit was crazy. That really put him over right there.
So hear me out. This is why CM Punk not top three. You ready for this? This way it gets interesting. Number three, I got Eddie Guerrero. So CM Punk was a Paul Heyman guy. So CM Punk, he had somebody in the back of the head like, hey, this dude, you know, a little something. Eddie Guerrero got himself over strictly by just fucking with the fans. Like, his gimmick was literally shit you don't teach kids. And it got over like crazy. Like, people wanted Eddie Guerrero to be the hero to beat Brock Lesnar, the Olympic fucking wrestler who you're supposed to love. They wanted the dude who claimed to lie, cheat, and steal to beat him. And does anybody remember where Eddie Guerrero came from? The little thick mustache dude walking slow to the ring in WCW. And before that, he was even more dusty looking at ECW.
Looking like a delivery guy.
Like, him coming from that to becoming, maybe CM Punk should have been three. But I just think Eddie Guerrero came from, just got over with no help. It was just genuinely, I love y'all, whoop-de-woo, and boom. So, I mean, if y'all want to say Punk top three, I'm not mad at that, but I just gave Eddie the edge on that one.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking with that, or you to edge Punk?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would have put Punk over him, but I mean,
I'm not mad at that. I'm probably just want to fuck it up a little bit, rattle a little feather. Punk ain't top three. Yeah, you know, get piss a couple people off. Bro. Now my top two, I know for a fact my top two people can't say over more than Punk. Number two, wait, hold up. Matter of fact, I know you know what one of them is. Do you think you know what the second one is?
I can't think. Danny Bryan?
I know you know what one of them is, but can't think what the second one is.
I'm trying to see.
I'll give you a hint. You'd have never thought he'd have been over the way he was. He had pretty much four different gimmicks.
The Miz?
Fuck no. Miz had four different gimmicks?
Probably.
Maybe. I don't know. That Miz and Morrison shit was a little. What the fuck you wearing? But nah, let's see. Put it this way. His biggest night was spoiled. And it still was over.
Mankind?
Mick fucking Foley.
Mick Foley.
From playing with a rat in a promo. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Vince McMahon looked at him and said, you're going to be one of the most popular superstars of all time. And when you hear that car crash, people go nuts. And Mick Foley used that to become a multiple-time champion. And maybe I put him up there because even the look of Mick Foley, like, at least CM Punk had a fan base who wanted CM Punk to be like the face of wrestling. Mick Foley had none of that. Mick Foley pretty much was a dude that people eventually just started fucking with. They realized he can give you almost everything you want. You want an entertaining match, he'll give you that. You want an entertaining gimmick, pick one. You want dude love, goof ass. You want Mankind crazy ass. You want Cactus Jack psycho ass. Or you want Mick Foley, I guess you want to say lovable if you want to give him that trait. Because, like, just smiling, you know, all fucked up, probably got some mental health issues, but you know, like, look at him, you know, look at him, he just enjoyed everything, you know. So he did that on his own. So going back to you, King, CM Punk and Mick Foley, who you had CM Punk above Mick Foley,
dude. Looking at CM Punk, you stand him next to Mick Foley, at least Punk could pass for a wrestler. Mick Foley look like motherfucker that's digging in the dumpster back.
All right, you starting off with compliments, okay?
Of course. But, yeah, like, Mick Foley just got, like, that natural charisma. So, yeah, I'll give it to Foley just because I know he wasn't supposed to be there. Like, he wasn't supposed to be that.
Facts.
Like, Vince Facts. Was like, fuck it, we gotta go with him. We gotta go with him.
That is putting yourself over, like, wow.
But a lot of that had to do with Vince, too. With him, that corporation storyline is what got people.
You think Vince, so, okay, that's true, but did you think if Vince expected that?
No.
So if you felt like Vince expected that, then I'll take my L on that one. But I didn't think Vince expected Mick Foley to be one of his most popular stars of the 90s like that. Like, now all time, you hit a car crash, people going crazy. Like, that's just who he is. But
before you get to your number one, I got one.
Go ahead.
Cody Rhodes. Just off the strength. He fucking left WWE. Was the hottest independent wrestler in the game. Made his name off of what he did after leaving WWE. Like, he was only able to come back and get treated as a big star in WWE because of off of what he did. Leaving WWE, had ROH on fire, helped start another wrestling company. He even spent some time in TNA during that time. But, like, everything Cody really got it out the mud.
I 100% agree. I would have put him on the list, but the only thing was, he got himself over outside of WWE. Everybody else in his list got themselves over while they was in the company. So, but nah, you actually did it. You actually played it out perfect because it made sense to give him a shout out because he another person who, like, ain't nobody pushed behind him. He kind of just, like you said, got out the mud. Like, boom, look, fuck with me. I'm doing this. I'm cutting fire promos. Look at my bitch. She batted half of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, what we doing here? And she know how to wrestle. You know what I mean? You know? So,
like, he didn't do it in WWE, but, like,
he deserves a shout out. I'm not mad at you. Anybody else?
Yeah, DDP.
Okay.
Well, I mean, technically, that's not WWE, but
no, but he deserves. I'm cool with the shout outs because I didn't even think about DDP. Yeah, he wasn't supposed to be what he was in WCW. He wound up.
You know what put him? Up. I said, you know what put him over, huh? When he gave Scott Hall a diamond cutter.
Oh, that's what it was?
It was down here, actually. The Nash and Hall was trying to, they spent months trying to recruit him. And because he had a history of both of them the first time he was in WCW. So they was like, yeah, man, we fucking with you, man. Here, we got an NWO shirt. And DDP took the shirt, high-fived him. It was looking like he was done. And when he gave Scott Hall that diamond cutter, people lost their fucking mind. And that that series he had with Macho Man over over the next couple of months, that put him in a whole new level. And, he wasn't supposed to be there. DDP was, in his mid-40s when he finally got his push.
That man, story time with King, man.
Of course,
I better pay attention, man. You got anybody else?
That's about it. That's all I can think of right now.
Yeah, and I try my best to try to think of people. You can't really Google self-made superstars. Nothing's gonna pop up. They're gonna go with your natural popular people. So I try to think of off the top of my head. Shout out to Wrestling with Andy. I got a lot of people on his list too. Daniel Bryan, the definition of self-made, my book. Man,
that fucking Yes Movement shit was crazy.
The dude played the role of a baby face. Then he switched up to a heel, came up with a catchy catchphrase, and the fans wasn't having that this year. Look, whatever y'all have for WrestleMania, we want him in it. Scrap. We don't give a fuck if he wrestling a turtle. He's in the main event. And we're going to cheer yes until you realize that we won't. Tough. I'm not sure if he knew that yes was going to fuck shows up. Yes was more like, as much as CM Punk was the chant, CM Punk, when yes was hot, yeah. Yes was on fire.
Ooh.
You go to a wrestling event and not chant yes, you look stupid. What you paid to be here for if you're not here to chant? Yes.
They using that shit at other sporting events.
Yes.
That fucking Yes Movement shit, that shit was crazy.
Brie could do the stupid shit and people still fucking with it. To go from the independent wrestler to the small fry to, the workhorse mid-card champion to the Money in the Bank winner because people like you, and then winning the Money in the Bank, but we ain't put too much faith in you, so we let Sheamus beat you. We thought it'd be a good joke, and then organically, people just start gravitating to you, cutting promos that, you know how hard it is to cut a fucking, what it is, a purebred, white meat baby face, whatever they call it. I think that's tough to cut a promo like that and people relate to, because nobody would be hearing that shit. Too many people live in negativity to hear that old shit. I'm gonna keep grinding, fussing, and fighting until I get to the main event. He cutting those promos and it's working. People fucking with that. Cody Rhodes do that shit too. I'm like, damn, bro. I don't even want to hear that. I like the Drew McIntyre promos. I have to kick people heads until I fucks with that. But Daniel Bryan know how to do that, man, and I got him into the main event of WrestleMania, which was the goal for everybody. Shout out to Sam. You got the man in WrestleMania, but you know it's a difference. You know it's a difference. Don't look at me crazy. Anyway, you too, Becky. You got to the main event, but you know it's a difference. Daniel Bryan got to the main event of WrestleMania, arguably one of the best WrestleManias of all time. Self-made champion. He's the true people's champion. Shout out to The Rock, but you know. Daniel Bryan did it, got it out the mud, So Daniel Bryan number one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think as you talk about Daniel Bryan, if it's anybody else, but yeah. But Daniel Bryan, man, he's still living off that moment. Yeah. Like, still fucking with him off of that. And after he won the belt, it was a cup of mint.
Like he won cup of mint.
And it's like the build up with the baby faces always be fire. When they get the belt, then what?
You can do that with Kofi. If Sammy would have won the belt, would have happened, and Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they won the belt, beautiful story. They won, yay! Next thing you know, even Eddie title reign wasn't that crazy. It's just like, oh, okay, you know, Mick Foley, same thing, cup of mid.
He flip flop with The Rock every other week.
Then The Rock beat the shit out of him with a chair, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Hey.
He pinned The Rock on the pallet. He said, I mean, he put a forklift on top of The Rock and pinned him. Crazy. Man.
That's my self-made champions, man.
Yeah, like I said, outside of Cody, I probably put Cody on the list. But yeah, that list, yeah.
You say you had Punk above Eddie too.
Yeah, I'd had Punk above Eddie. Just off the that pipe bomb was crazy.
Nah, you right, and it shook wrestling, so I'm not going to act like that. People still act like every time somebody do a big promo, nah, it's a pipe bomb. So I got to give CM Punk the credit for that. So whatever. Like I said, I just wanted to rattle a few feathers, you know, tweaking to do something different. Shout out to fucking Eddie Guerrero, though, man. He did get himself over. He did get out the mud. The Mexican mud, though. Y'all don't know about that Mexican mud. That's the different fucking mud, man. It's a different mud, man. That's a different mud, man. If y'all got some self champions, man, that who made it over, man, got it out the mud.
So we doing the Scarface impersonation?
That was more Cuban, huh? Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Well, if y'all got better accents, man, hit us up. Facebook Championship Ringside,
Instagram Championship_Ringside,
Twitter @ChampRingside,
email championshipringside@gmail.com.
Got the YouTube and the TikTok, man. Actually, we got a new Instagram, TR Wrestling. You'll go subscribe to that too. Eventually, we're gonna stop doing this part. I was gonna just go in the description and just go to it. I'm gonna put the links in the description. But anyway, YouTube, TikTok, like, share, subscribe, please. Like, let the people know that y'all fucking with the wrestling content.
Spread the word, man. Spread the word.
Yeah, I mean, look. Hey, we'll even guest on some of y'all shit. Don't act like the content ain't fresh enough to where y'all. We go live in y'all shit up.
I'm gonna talk to you about something after we get off the app.
Yeah, we can live in y'all shit up. But anyway, Cash App. Don't worry about the Cash App. It's Championship Ringside if you do care. But I don't want y'all to do a shut up podcast, of course. King, let them know about the video game.
Championship Ringside on Twitch. Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. I've been playing Spider-Man the last week. Almost done with that. Then hop back on WWE. I get paid. I think Howdy still $7. We might get him this week. And then, start my series, Howdy Versus.
Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to by showing love, man. Shout out to the self-made champs, man. I feel like I never seen too many people do a countdown like this. You know, again, shout out to Wrestling Andy. It got inspired from you. I ain't gonna hate on that. Anyway, God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. King. Send my home.
Hug your wife and kids and ooh, Tazawa. That's nasty.
Fuck we doing with that, man. You know what? It's entertaining.
I fuck
as always.
Done, though.
Wrestling is wrestling.